This is The Takeaway. I'm Sarah Gonzalez filling in today. We go now to Puerto Rico, where Tanzina Vega and some of The Takeaway team are on the ground this week, reporting on an island at a crossroads 1 year since Hurricane Maria. When the storm hit, media coverage dominated mainland U.S. headlines. But for many on the island, it was darkness. No electricity, no internet, no information of any kind.
The moment the hurricane passed, you don't know what's happening. We didn't have not even a tweet to know what was going on. It was complete silence, and no phones were working. So we really didn't know what was going on.
That's Sofia Bozzo Gutierrez, a journalism student at the University of the Sacred Heart in Puerto Rico. Tanzina sat down with Sofia in San Juan to talk about the role of the media in the days and the weeks after the storm.
Sofia, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us about your experience with the storm, with Hurricane Maria, when it came here to Puerto Rico.
When the hurricane hit the island, I was at my aunt's house. My whole family was over there. We were kind of seeking protection together. But the moment the hurricane hit, we were over there. My grandmother, my grandfather, my father, my sister, my brother, everyone was in there. And we were all like really nervous and anxious, of course. And even though we had strong windows, we knew that hurricane-proof windows, hurricane-proof door, it was very stressful. You don't know what's going to happen. You feel your home is going to tear down in some way. You kind of forget that, well, you're in a safe place.
Now, you are a journalism student, so presumably you would like to pursue this as a career at some point. What was your impression of how the media covered Hurricane Maria? Did you feel that you were getting the full story? Did you feel that Puerto Ricanos were being represented accurately? Tell me what you thought as a student.
Well, yeah, that's interesting because it was complete silence. I've heard from family in the States and out of Puerto Rico that they knew the whole thing. The stories were, you know, during the hurricane, they were listening to everything, watching the news. They were really updated. But we were in the island and we didn't know what was going on. At one point, when we were completely uncommunicated, when you grabbed your phone and realized that you had no signal, you turned on the radio, because there was only one station here in Puerto Rico that was working, so we went back to radio completely. But the station was only like trying to connect people with their families. They weren't even giving us information of what was going on. So that at that point we were like, okay, something really bad happened here. We can't even hear from the police, from our governor, no one. You know, we didn't have any news.
What we're hearing from people here is that they feel, at least some people we've spoken to, feel as though there was only one side of the story represented, that it was Puerto Ricans suffering, Puerto Ricans, you know, it wasn't as much about Puerto Ricans helping each other and how they were attempting to really survive. Did you feel that you weren't seeing the full story?
Well, yes. At first, you would only see neighbors helping out other neighbors, families helping out each other. That was our help. You have to live it to understand what it was. And I was able to leave the island for a little bit after 10 days. And that's when I saw the news. And it was very difficult because we were hopeful. But when President Trump came, well, we were kind of like we lost hope, really. It was really a really hard moment because we thought like, okay, maybe he's not getting the story right. Maybe he doesn't know what's going on. Someone needs to really tell him. He needs to go into Utuado and Yabucoa and see what is happening over there, because maybe in Guaynabo or San Juan where he wasn't really getting the whole story. And he wasn't seeing how people in Utuado had to swim across rivers to help other communities that were incommunicated and couldn't leave their homes, their area. They couldn't find water. I think the media is not separating or making a bigger deal about the fact that what happened to us because of the hurricane and what happened to us because of our political status plus the hurricane. What was happening before and what is happening now a year after the hurricane? Why are we still like this? So we feel that maybe the media is, yes, they're covering the stories. We know that people are still living in terrible situations, but what is happening? What is gonna happen? Why are we here? Why don't we have better opportunities maybe to get out of this aftermath? Mm-hmm.
Do you think a year after Maria, there has been a shift in how Puerto Ricans here feel about their relationship with the United States? Have they shifted more in favor of statehood? Have they shifted in favor of independence? Have they shifted? Has there been a change in that awareness of our relationship with the U.S.?
Well, that's very interesting because it gets me thinking about that. Honestly, people that want statehood, well, want it even more because of the situation and how they feel we are left out and we don't have the same opportunities. But I also feel that we're also very grateful. I've spoken to a lot of people that are so grateful. I've heard so many times, if it weren't for the Americans, we wouldn't be how we are today after Maria. But there's also a lot of people that are very angry and feel like left out. They don't feel they have American rights. And maybe that anger makes them don't want to be part of the States. But what we have now, I believe it's not working.
We're asking everybody that we talk to tell us, what does it mean to be Puerto Rican today to you? Like, has your view of what it means to be una mujer puertorriqueña cambiado?
Honestly, right now, being Puerto Rican doesn't have, like, correct or political definition. You can't understand our ELA, our Estado Libre Asociado. What does that mean? Are we a state, Estado? Are we libre, free, but associated at the same time? What does that mean? If someone really understands what that means, please explain it to me. I think it's a joke in a way. And when catastrophes like Hurricane Maria come, who's going to help us? Where is our help going to come from? So I think being Puerto Rican right now is like we say in Spanish, un bache. Bache is like a space in the middle of water that you fell in that space and you don't know what's going to happen. You were walking and you fell in that space of water. And you're waiting to see, you're all wet, you're waiting to see who's going to dry you up or if you're going to be able to dry up yourself. But you need to know what's going to happen.
That's Sofia Bozzo Gutierrez, a journalism student at the University of the Sacred Heart in Puerto Rico, talking with Tanzina Vega. Tomorrow, Tanzina speaks with former political prisoner Oscar Lopez Rivera, an interview you won't want to miss.
We faced a crisis that I had hoped I would never see in my life. We are talking about neglect. We're talking about crimes. We're talking about ugly, ugly crimes. Maria is just the one that allows us to see a reality that was hidden from a lot of Puerto Ricans.
That interview airs on the show tomorrow. And on Thursday, we're bringing you a special hour from the island 1 year after Maria made landfall. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Sarah Gonzalez, and this is The Takeaway.
The Takeaway's coverage of Puerto Rico is supported in part by the Puerto Rico Relief and Rebuilding Fund of the Partnership for New York City, funder of the Center for a New Economy, leading community engagement in the resilient rebuilding of the island. Learn more at puertoricorecoveryfund.org.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.